And here's the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.
Friends, our plan for the nation's future also rests on achieving a world-class school system across the board. Within one generation, I want our system turned around. That's why I've set a goal for Australia being in the top five by 2025 for maths, literacy, science, and for having a school system that is high quality and high equity. And science education has to be a big part of that. At the moment, we've got almost 50% fewer senior school students studying science than we had two decades ago. We just simply have to do better. That's why in this year's budget, we committed $54 million to lift the engagement and participation of students in science. And there's no better way to do this than by having a first-class teacher in every classroom.
Julia Gillard at the Prime Minister's Prize for Science last week, and the winner of the High School Prize this year is Anita Trenwith from Salisbury School near Adelaide. And her secret?
I think I have an approach that I like science to be as much fun as possible, so I have a bit of a silly sense of humour in class, and we do a lot of hands-on activities, so everything is practical based as much as possible with that real focus on making it fun and interactive.
Give me an example of the sort of fun you have.
Okay, an example, if we do activities where students will do practicals, but we also take them out to primary school. So we actually go out and run science shows and get live feedback from primary school children. We also run science shows for visitors within our school. So the students revise the experiments at school, work them out, and then once they've perfected them, they will then present them.
So you're turning the teenagers into teachers.
Oh, effectively. It makes my job easier.
Of course it does. And indeed the primary school young teachers as well. Do they stay turned on? Because, you see, the trouble with science is that you've got to get your information and your techniques and your mathematics and all the serious stuff right to pass exams. How do you deal with that?
I work with special education students a lot at the moment, so they don't lead to the academic pathway of exams and tertiary study. But I think everybody needs to have some scientific literacy so that when we're hearing something on the news or we see something in a movie, we can question whether it's accurate or not. So regardless of whether they pursue it further, they at least take some scientific literacy with them for their
future. Sure, but how do you, if they've been having fun all the time, how do you get them to concentrate on the serious stuff as well?
Fun is a way to get people engaged. Once you've got them engaged, they actually want to learn themselves, and that's the key. You have to get the students to want to learn. It doesn't matter what I do as a teacher. If the students don't want to learn, I can't make them. I can give them the information, I can do everything else, but they have to want to learn. And if it starts off as fun, it's easier. There's a perfect example of that on YouTube called The Piano Staircase. It's a fun theory video, and they did an investigation of making a staircase a piano, and more people use the stairs because it was fun. I like things when they're fun.
Yes, I've seen that, indeed. Give me some examples of the sort of problems you've had of trying to convince the reluctant ones and how you turn them around.
I think one of the advantages of the way my classroom runs, because there's a lot of peer mentoring, so I use a lot of cross-year level teaching. If there are students that are quite reluctant, it often puts peer pressure on them from older students to actually get involved. So that problem is sort of minimised in that effect. But obviously, if there are students that are disengaged, then you try and work with them one-on-one until they start to switch on a bit more. But I don't have that trouble as much with the classes I teach at the moment because of that peer mentoring aspect of it.
And were you surprised when you got the nomination? I mean, the PM Science Prize, after all.
You could say that. I got the phone call at school. I had to ask for it to be repeated when they said I was the recipient of the award, and then I asked if it was a gotcha call because I was that convinced this can't be serious.
Well, congratulations and enjoy the night.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
Anita Trenwith from the Salisbury High School, north of Adelaide. And the primary school winner, also worth $50,000, is from Wynyard, Tasmania, Michael van der Ploeg. What's the secret of your success with these young people?
I suppose the engagement I show with students and the way that I practically demonstrate really interesting science concepts, which children can take home and then show their parents and involve the family.
What sort of things?
Well, I usually tend to use kitchen products. So when we're talking about bicarb soda, we're talking about vinegar, we're talking about oils and all that type of thing that we can find in the kitchen cupboard. We use practical experiments in the classroom. The kids go home, especially the young ones, go home and they show their parents. It's very exciting. We have a whole school robotics program, which involves Lego robotics from prep to grade 6.
R2-D2 and stuff like that.
Yeah, NXT robots, Lego, yeah, they love it. And we also use stop-go animation as well to look at filming and everything. So there's lots of different concepts I have in the classroom to try to engage everyone.
I was talking to your colleague, the winner of the high school prize, which is again a matter of giving young people fun. But what about giving them the serious stuff? How do you mix it in so that they get traction on that hard stuff as well?
Well, what we try to do is explain why we're doing it and how we're doing it. And we try to get the kids to recall those facts and to show their understanding in other experiments. So we do a lot of open-ended investigations in the classrooms where students take the knowledge that they've gained through the year and produce their own investigations and their own challenges.
You know the old saying, don't do this at home. Have you had any problems saying we don't want to play?
No. No.
They're always willing.
They're always willing. They're always pretty willing to play, yeah. It's interesting, yeah. It's one of those things. It's such an important subject in school that, yeah, we find the kids, as soon as science is mentioned, their enthusiasm peaks.
You mean you actually say this is science? Because where we are in the media, you're told you kind of disguise it and say it's all about wildlife or, you know, the stars.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. We call it science, and we celebrate the fact that it is science, and we celebrate the fact that science is all around us and that it's all part of our life.
Where did you learn to do that yourself?
Now, it's an interesting thing. I'm not a scientist. When I went through university, I had really no interest in science. But when I got out teaching, my first few years, I was actually engaged in a lot of mentoring with other teachers. And there was one particular teacher that really did science in her classroom very well. And it really inspired me to have a go at science. And I really never looked back. It really engaged the students. And I really didn't know that science could be so powerful within the classroom.
Yeah, it's real, isn't it? You know, it's nature all around you.
Yep.
It's not made up stuff like economics or the law.
No, absolutely.
Well, congratulations, Michael. Wonderful indeed to have got such a prize.
Thank you. And it's a privilege to actually be here and for primary school teachers to be recognised in a field such as this.
Michael van der Ploeg at Parliament House in Canberra for the PM's Science Prizes. He teaches at Table Cape Primary School in Wynyard, Tasmania.